Tell me what you were shooting, gentlemen.
A variety of different kinds of weapons.
He literally dodged a bullet.
What did you hear?
Sound like World War III. A bunch of shooting.
Did you call the police?
Yes, ma'am.
But a vehicle was a victim.
Her car was damaged, and he heard the gunshots. The police arrived at the location where you were shooting?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't you just pay for the damage that was done to her car?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sherry Jones is suing Daniel Cobbler, Philip Harp, John Flowers, and Michael Enos Jr. for shooting her car.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 189 on the calendar, the matter of Jones versus Harp, Enos, Flowers, Cobbler.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Price has been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Tell me what you were shooting, gentlemen.
We were shooting a variety of different kinds of weapons. The most high-powered rifle that we had was an AR-15, 223.
How many weapons were you shooting?
Probably around 7 or 8 different kinds.
And where were you shooting them?
We were shooting them on some private land that my church owns, that we had permission to be on.
Not a gun range?
Not a...
That's either a yes...
No,
ma'am. Or a no?
No, ma'am.
And the property that you were shooting it on is owned by a church?
Correct.
What do you do?
I detail cars.
So you're not the minister in that church?
Nope.
What do you do?
Carpenter and a painter, ma'am.
So you're not the minister in the church?
No, ma'am.
And you?
Retired respiratory therapist.
Not a part-time minister. And you?
Working on the assembly line.
And it wasn't you?
Nope.
How long had you been shooting that day?
We were shooting about 2 hours.
And tell me what you were shooting at.
Paper targets, ma'am.
Had you ever shot on this property before?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
How many times?
Twice.
Was this the second time?
Yes, ma'am.
So you had been shooting on that property one time before?
Yes, ma'am.
And there is, I assume, a church on this property as well. Is that right?
No, ma'am.
No church?
No church. It's just land right now.
Okay. And is it in residential community?
No, it's in a very rural area.
Did you hear or see any of you? Hear or see anything unusual while you were shooting?
No, ma'am, nothing at all.
What time did you start shooting?
10 a.m.
And on what date was your car damaged?
On June 16th.
And that's the second time on the 16th of June that you were target shooting on this land?
Correct.
Now, do you have with you, just for my own information, any written permission from the owner of the land that you can show me allowing you to be on this property? The answer is either yes or no.
No, ma'am.
Where was your car parked on June 16th?
On Scenic Way.
What were you doing there?
Actually, I wasn't there. My fiance was there. He was driving the car.
That would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
Step up, please. What were you doing there, sir?
I stopped to look at some stuff at the yard sale.
A yard sale? Suggest in my mind's eye that it was somebody's house.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody's house that had stuff outside.
Yes, ma'am.
How many houses were in the place where you stopped?
7 or 8.
Did you hear anything?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you hear?
I heard a bunch of shooting. It sounded like World War III.
Approximately what time?
10:30.
Did you call the police?
Yes, ma'am.
Because the front of her car was damaged by bullet holes?
Yes, ma'am.
Police responded?
Yes.
What happened when the police responded, sir?
The police came. They heard the shooting herself in the direction. He said, "Sit here. I will be right back."
Now, the police arrived at the location where you were shooting?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And spoke to all four of you?
Yes, correct.
Ma'am.
They didn't speak to anybody else who was target shooting on church property, did they?
No, ma'am.
Just you?
Just us four.
Just the four of you?
Yes, ma'am.
So my question is to you four gentlemen, why are you here? Why didn't you just pay for the damage that was done to her car?
Because it was misunderstood. See, the officer wrote down that we agreed to pay.
I don't care whether you agreed or not, sir.
Okay.
Let's discuss what we know.
All right.
We know that you just told me that you are, as far as I know, in an unauthorized place, not a target range, with no permission from anybody who owned that property to be.
Permission.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you don't have permission unless I see it, or unless you have the owner of that property here to tell me you had permission. So far you had no permission. And you were in an unauthorized place because there are target shooting ranges where you can go that are protected. And according to you, you neither heard nor saw anything unusual when you got there, which means if you had heard other people shooting in that area, you would have heard it. But you didn't. At approximately the same time as you were shooting these 7 to 8 weapons, her car was damaged, and he heard the gunshots.
Allegedly damaged.
Hey, I suggest you not... What do you do for a living?
Work on an assembly line. Did construction
for 5 years.
I suggest
that you not interrupt me.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't interrupt me unless you're standing there in a really strong position. And right now, you're not.
Okay.
Because if it walks like a duck and looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. It's okay. Not a swan. It's a duck. And if you 4 morons are out there shooting 7 to 8 weapons, doing target practice in an unauthorized place with no permission, and somebody's car is damaged, you just get down, and if it's church property, get down on your knees, kiss the carpet, and pray that God was watching over you and you didn't hit him or anybody else. Uncross your hands. Or anybody else that happened to have been stopped at the yard sale. And that the only damage you did on that day, you 4 idiots, was damage to her car.
Excuse me, I would like to introduce this evidence right here.
We have
the bullet hole
of
their car. There is rust in here. This was taken the day after. We have a couple other things here. Where we were shooting north. There's a highway. The crosses we were shooting with the highway. They're east.
They was in the
direction.
Bring me a police officer, sir. You have any other witnesses other than you? You have 4 idiots shooting.
Well,
unauthorized.
I have a picture right here with
unauthorized. Listen to me. 4 idiots shooting. Unauthorized. In a place.
Well, we gotta be
with
idiots?
No permission. Somebody's car gets damaged. If you're suggesting to me that this man called the police to try to get you 4 idiots to pay for damage that was a pre-existing injury to her car, you're an idiot.
Sound like to me. It's like me trying to get an early beach trip to the 4th of July or something to me.
Well, I want to tell you something. That's why you should have to take a written test and a psychiatric test and a fingerprint test and a background test and an intelligence test before anybody gives you a gun. What you just said to me suggests to me that that's the answer to the problem here. Anybody in the United States should be able to buy a gun, because that's guaranteed in the Constitution. But before they do that, they should have to take an IQ test. They should have to take a psychiatric test. They should have to take a training test. They should have to have all kinds of tests before 4 idiots are given.
Excuse me, ma'am.
A weapon.
These are not idiots.
A weapon.
These are not
idiots. Listen to me.
We got over 100 years of experience on shooting guns.
And listen to me. I want to tell you something. This police officer didn't come up to you.
He didn't write a statement either.
Hey. How much is your damage?
We were asking the damage.
No, I didn't ask you what you were asking for. I asked you what the damage was to your car.
The damage?
1623.
1682. Ma'am, what all you asked a little bit ago?
I'm not asking you for anything right now, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me. Because he has a big mouth, I'm awarding you a judgment against him for $450. Now you can take your blue shirt and go outside, and I'll deal with the rest of them.
That's funny.
See what happens when you're short? You tend to become aggressive and nasty.
You better watch them.
Aggressive and
you
nasty.
You never know what people do these days.
Aggressive and nasty. Can't account for any other reason for him to be aggressive and nasty.
Maybe it's because he's short.
Maybe. Maybe he's your friend. You said it.
You said it first. You said he's short.
$450. Bird, put him out.
Bird, sir, excuse me.
No, just him.
Okay, sir, you can step out.
400 and out. That's why you have to have a test for guns.
That's what I have to do.
Maybe you have a test to
be judged. I have to tell you something. You
push.
Out.
Take your test to be a judge.
Now, you have to understand, gentlemen, you don't look like you should be cavorting around with 2 idiots like that. Do you understand?
Younger generation, ma'am.
Well, I have to tell you something. If you get into a barrel with a couple of bad apples, you're not going to turn the bad apples into good apples. What happens is you get rotten along with the rotten apples. And you've been around, you two gentlemen, long enough to know that if you go into the grocery store and you look at a box of blueberries and there's mold on a couple of those blueberries, in 24 hours there's going to be mold on all the blueberries. So if you are reasonable men and if you are prudent in your gun use, that's one thing. But you hang around with two morons like this, two hotheads like this, you're going to get yourself into trouble.
That's his stepson, man.
I don't care if it's his godson, if it's his son. I don't care if it's his brother. He's a hothead. You don't disagree with that, do you?
No, ma'am, not one bit.
Now, I would like to see somebody who owns the archdiocese of where you live giving you permission in this day and age to target shoot on church-owned property. Now, church-owned property is property that people donate money so that the church can buy and acquire. Peace loving. So it defies credulity that a church would give you permission to use weapons on their property. Maybe it's true. If it's true, I suggest that nobody give money to this particular church. If what they're going to do is to give four people, including at least two hotheads, permission to shoot on their land where they could have killed somebody. Because you four gentlemen caused damage to the car. Otherwise, the police wouldn't have come to look for you. Because before they came to look for you, they looked at the car. So I don't care what he's going to show me, this little one over here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Did you win any money recently?
2 years ago.
How did you win money?
Off a scratch-off.
How much did you win?
$75,000.
What'd you do with the money?
Did a lot with it, actually.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Sherry Jones is accusing Daniel Cobbler, Philip Harp, John Flowers, and Michael Enos Jr. of shooting up her car.
The police would not have come looking for you had they not seen damage to the car and had they not heard what was going on and followed the noise and found you. So that each of you are going to pay them $450 and they're going to be whole. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'll always shoot weapons. I've been shooting guns since I was 6 years old.
They were idiots.
I'm not some dumb redneck.
The car is brand new. I've had it for 2 months.
Who goes out here and shoots guns in the air?
So there are no rust spots on it whatsoever.
And I'm not a dumb redneck that would accuse somebody down the road.
They should have watched what they were doing.
Of hitting my car with one, either.
What if I had to tell my kids their dad's dead?
Well, I just about got murdered. I mean, killed, you know?
Really didn't do it. There's no way.
Bullet come a foot from hitting me.
We're a mile and a tenth from where they were. We were shooting north.
I know the trajectory where I come from. I've heard them shooting.
Never take a chance on hurting anyone.
They done it.
There's no way.
They should pay for it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Perez versus Carrig. Step forward, please.
Anthony Perez is suing his ex-girlfriend, Kelly Carrig, for loans for rent and bail. He is also suing for late fees resulting from Kelly's non-payment.
Mr. Perez, the defendant used to be your girlfriend. You broke up with her, but according to you, remained friends.
Correct.
It was after that you and the defendant broke up that you claimed to have made two loans to her. One was for rent and one was to bail her out of jail. While Ms. Carrig acknowledges that you, in fact, gave her money for rent when she was having a difficult time coming up with rent, and did, in fact, bail her out of jail, it is her position that both of those things were gifts by you. So in as much as, Ms. Carrig, you acknowledge accepting money from Mr. Perez for these two things, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
In what month and year did you and Mr. Perez no longer become a dating couple?
Beginning of this year.
Do you understand the question? She looks confused. So I'm going to come to you.
Okay.
In what month and year did you and Miss Carrig were no longer a dating couple?
A dating couple would have been September of 2011.
And after that, you were just friends?
Correct.
Not friends with benefits, just friends.
We were friends. We hadn't had any sexual actions.
After September 2011?
Until, yes, correct.
Until what?
Oh, we had gone to, we've still remained friends. We'd gone to bars. I mean, we've hung out together, and we never really pursued a sexual relationship post that point. But I've stayed at her house, and she has stayed at mine as mm-hmm. well, but okay. Nothing happened.
When was the first loan that was, according to you, $700?
It would have been in early October of 2011.
Explain it to me.
It wasn't a loan. He gave it
to me. Explain the money.
He's saying it was for rent.
What was it for?
He was helping me out for rent.
That's what he said. It was
yeah,
for rent.
It was for rent.
He was helping you out because you didn't have money for your rent.
Yes.
Well, how did he find out that you didn't have money for your rent?
I was explaining to him what was going on.
You would tell him.
Yeah.
I didn't have money for rent.
He offered to give it to me, and I said I didn't want to accept it. And he said he wanted to help me out because of my kids.
Because you were living with your children?
Yeah.
Were your children with you at the time?
Yeah.
Are they with you now?
Yes.
Have you had them continuously from October until now?
Yes.
Okay. So you needed the money for your children to
yes.
have a place to stay?
Yes.
Okay. Did you win any money recently?
2 years ago.
When?
April of 2010.
How did you win money?
Off a scratch off.
How much did you win?
$75,000.
What'd you do with the money?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How did you find out there was a warrant outstanding for you?
When I called the courthouse.
And when did you turn yourself in?
Oh, I didn't turn myself in right then and there.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
No.
How much time?
A couple weeks.
Did you think the warrant was going to go away?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anthony Perez says ex-girlfriend Kelly Carrick owes for rent, bail, and late fees.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
I split it with him.
Who's him?
Roy.
Who was that?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why did you split it with him?
Because he bought me the ticket, so we split it.
That still left you with a reasonable piece of change.
Left me with 26.
What did you do with it?
I gave some of it to my mom. I got a place, I bought a car, and basically, yeah, did a lot with it, actually.
Do you work?
No, I have a terminal illness.
Who takes care of your children?
My mom.
Mm-hmm. When were you arrested, Miss Carrick?
I was arrested in December.
December of 2011?
Yes, I missed
for
my...
For what?
For getting into a fight.
With whom?
Some girl. But it got confusing. I got into a fight with some girl, but some lady thought I was threatening her, so it got all thrown out of proportion, so I had to go to court, but I missed my court date, and there was a warrant out.
So you got picked up on the warrant. How did you get picked up on
no,
the warrant?
No, I turned myself into the cop.
When?
I want to say it was February, I'm going to say.
How did you find out there was a warrant outstanding for you?
When I called the courthouse, they had told me that there was a warrant.
And when did you turn yourself in?
In February.
How much after you called the courthouse?
How much was it?
How much after you called the courthouse? How much time elapsed from the time you called the courthouse?
Oh, I didn't turn myself in right then and there.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
No.
How much time?
A couple weeks.
Did you think the warrant was going to go away?
I didn't think it was going to be as much as it was.
Had the police been looking for you?
No.
How much was your bail?
$1,000.
How do you think Mr. Perez found out how much your bail was?
I had called him.
That's not what you say in your answer, by the way.
I don't...
What'd you call him for?
Because I needed to see if he can help put up some money for my bail.
Right. And when you called him, what did you say to him?
I told him I was arrested. I wanted to know if he could help.
What did she tell you about paying you back, Mr. Perez?
She told me that she had income tax coming in. She'd be able to pay me back, plus what her previous loan was, within a few weeks after it cashed out.
Did she tell you what she was getting her income tax refund for?
I knew about her settlement or her allotment from the lottery. We had known about that previous.
So she was supposed to get money back from the taxes that they kept out from her lottery?
Correct.
Because she's unemployed and has two children living with her?
Correct.
Great. Terrific.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So you bailed her out to the tune of $1,000?
Correct.
She ever pay you back?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. What happened with your case?
It got thrown out.
How was it finished?
I went there and they said, okay, everything. They didn't say nothing. It was over with. Because it was my first, I didn't have nothing on my background, so.
That's not what I asked you. Did you plead guilty? Were you placed on probation? Did they give you an ACD? Did they give you a conditional discharge? What happened to the case? Cases don't resolve in nothing happening.
I pleaded guilty.
That's what I'm asking you. You pled guilty?
Yes.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,700. That's all.
Well, as I excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's 2 o'clock and you wanted some more beer.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Brandon walked out with 2 cases, said you're not getting in my car.
What would be the reason for that?
Because he stole the beer.
Judge Judy.
The best I can say is
we'll go back, fly home, and he'll...
I tried to help out what I thought was a friend.
Send me to court again.
And I've learned a valuable lesson.
Because he didn't get what he wanted here.
To be more selective.
No, I should ask somebody else that wasn't psycho.
Be more mindful of who you lend money to.
Because it wouldn't turn into this.
If anyone at all.
Because he's psycho.